Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, November 28th, 2025, 11-28-25, last Friday in the month of November. The holiday season is underway. It is Black Friday, joined in studio by Matt Morgan, and we made it through the day today. It was a lot of people. There were a lot of people in the studio today.
There were, in fact, a lot of people today.
We had Bob Welsh in the studio, Mary Ellen Withrow, Larry Barnett, Sean was here, Bob Bender was here. It was a big day around here.
And we got the bread pudding.
The bread pudding.
Hey, do you have the recipe for that, by the way? I never took a picture, and
I don't know where it went.
What's gone forever now?
It's the gone forever. The chintz room bread pudding with the bourbon sauce. A tradition that we kick off the holiday season. I think this holiday season, though, might be in trouble. Because we tried to top the tree with the pizza crust star, which we've had for quite some time now. And for some reason today, Bob was having extreme trouble getting this star on the top of the tree.
Well, I mean, it's a heavy star.
Look at it now. It's leaning north. It's just a matter of time before that thing ends up in the floor.
We might have to take it off. And
I think Bob got nervous today.
Well,
I think Mary Ellen and Larry Barnett staring at him, watching him do this, I think he got shaky.
I couldn't even blame him.
No, I think he got the shakes, and he couldn't get that star on the top of the tree, which has been there, like I say, 4 or 5 years now.
Now, I think last year what we ended up doing was taking, like, 4 or 5 of the branches and, like, just, like, putting them together and sticking them up there. I think he only has, like, 2, and then he wrapped the, like, dog collar thing around
it. I think he got nervous. I think he was nervous around Larry Barnett. I think he thought Larry might just reach down and smack him around.
I don't know why. Larry's such a nice fellow.
He is a nice fellow, but he could put the hurting on you, I think.
Oh, he knows so many people. Like, when you left, I don't know anything about baseball, so the first question I asked him is, you watch football? And he was like, yeah, I watch some football. And then he talked to me about, you know, some of the football players he knew.
I think at one point, Larry did not understand where he was. Because at one point during the broadcast, he said, you've got the 40th treasure of the United States here, and you're putting a pizza crust on the top of the tree? You know, it was an odd event to be a part of.
Yeah, he was kind of confused.
And Mary Ellen was just as happy as could be there.
She always is. I love Mary.
She was just having a good time, enjoying the topping of the tree. And she had not seen Larry for a while, and they were talking it up. It was fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the first thing she said. Because I went to let her in, and then when she rounded the corner, I was like, oh. And she asked who all was in there, and I told everybody, and she said, Larry Barnett? And he's like, I haven't seen him in a long time. I'm glad to see him.
It was a nice reunion. He was so nice to her.
I know!
He was like, this is a real celebrity here.
I don't think Larry gives himself enough credit.
Oh, Larry's fun, though. Larry's a good guy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's good, I guess. You know, he's humble. Humble guy.
And we now have a baseball, another tradition, in the Christmas tree with Larry Barnett and Mary Ellen Withrow's signature on it.
Yeah. That's a nice Christmas ornament.
That is. It's a real baseball.
And we just stuck it up in the tree.
Well, that's all you do.
Well, it fits.
You know, and I, as I said this morning, I did not... Oh, I also have an article autographed by Larry Barnett.
Why?
Well, it's a negative article 50 years ago.
Yeah, but it's not the real article.
No, it's a copy, but Gowdy answers umpire's charges. November 13th, 1975, the morning record, and Larry Barnett signed it, 1975 World Series umpire. This is an article about Larry getting death threats because of Kurt Gowdy.
By the way, he said you can look it up, so I did look it up because I was genuinely curious while Larry was talking. And there were three reasons given as to why Kurt Gowdy got fired. One was because fans were I guess they used the words outraged, but I honestly have no clue. I don't know anything about baseball. They said that the fans were outraged because Kurt Gowdy had an obvious leaning towards the Red Sox in the World Series.
Well, I think he did.
So people were not up. Were not happy with that. And then they said that it was some kind of sponsor who wanted to like put like their dude in, and there was another reason too. But yeah. So.
Well, Larry thinks
money,
that
fans, and something else.
Well, Larry thinks that he got him.
Oh, well, I'm certain that had something to do. I'm certain that. I mean, it's rather, you know.
I loved reading that stuff to Larry this morning, and I'm glad you brought this up again. You bring this, and he was just, you know, he does not like Kurt Gowdy, though.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, the man got him like death threats.
Well, I think Kurt's been gone now for like 19 years.
Did people listen on the radio a lot back then?
Probably.
I don't know. People watch it on the TV now. People don't really listen to sports on the radio all that much.
Well, this was the World Series, so I'm sure they were watching it on television. 1975 is before cable, so there was probably only three channels. It was probably getting a tremendous rating.
I think we should go back to only three channels, honestly.
Well, that's how you end up death threats.
You'd have real celebrities again.
I think it was fascinating, though, this morning. That was a very interesting morning. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yep. And then once again, I showed that Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon are the same people in my mind.
Oh, yeah, Bob Bender came in. I forgot about that. Bob was here.
Yeah, he's a good fellow.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bob for a while. Well, I haven't seen him in a studio in a while. So I'm glad he's part of the Upper Crust Society.
Yeah, that's good.
Coming up during the fruitcake toss.
Yeah, I didn't
December
know
the 11th.
I didn't know he interviewed a president. That's pretty cool.
Well, a former president. Crook president. Richard Nixon.
I don't know.
And Bob Hope.
I don't remember what the exact conversation even was, but I thought that was Richard Nixon.
And Nan Britton.
Wait. Never mind. I'm not even going to bother.
Phone lines are
that's
open.
That's the one that really surprised me. Nan Britton. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in. Then, I was driving down the boulevard tonight. Now, that's one of the great joys of the holiday season, is driving down the boulevard with all the lights. There's a house. Everybody needs to do this. It's better than the Coliseum.
Wow, throwing out the Coliseum. That's a tradition
we have.
Well,
no, they're good. They're fine.
Well, that's a tradition we used to have. I don't know. We're all pretty grown at this point, but we used to every year go through the Coliseum. We'd load down like whoever had the biggest car and drive through.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying that if you drive down the boulevard, I think it's better this year. Somebody's got a tree on the second floor of their house outside on their, I think you call that a veranda, if it's on the second floor of the house.
Is that not a balcony?
I don't think it's a balcony.
What's the difference?
Well, I think a balcony you jump off of.
What?
Yeah. So it's not like it's a balcony. So they have a tree out there. Can you imagine?
That's nice.
Think of what's going to happen tomorrow when the 3 inches of snow come down. That thing's going to be covered.
You know, apparently I'm not very good at paying attention like beyond the road, because I like you always talk about things on the boulevard, and I always one forget to get to look at them when I leave here. But then two, I never see them when I'm on the way. I I just don't pay attention.
I look.
I like to look at the road.
Look at the road.
Yeah.
What do you mean, look at the road? Well, I look at the road.
Apparently not.
There are lights on the side, though. You look off. Oh, look at that.
Well, I'm not looking at lights on the side of the road.
Why do it during the holiday time?
If it's not like flashing lights of a car, I'm not too worried about it.
So, you know, that's... Oh, and I went into a store today. I went into Meijer because I needed to buy some colored lights for the Christmas tree. I didn't have enough for my Christmas tree at home. And I'll tell you, it was busy today. Black Friday's still a thing.
Yeah, my mom asked me if I wanted to go Black Friday shopping with... I don't know. It was at least my mom, my dad, and my brother. I think Kaylee had to go back. tuck corn.
Oh, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I love Thanksgiving.
What'd you do?
I ate a lot of food.
I understand that, but what was unique? What made it good?
It wasn't really unique. We did the same thing we do every year. There's a lot more like straight up babies now, like literal children. Everybody's having kids now. That's crazy.
Do you get along with your sister?
I always get along with my sister.
See, that's a lie.
That's not a lie.
That's a lie. Because she'll do something in the next couple of weeks, and you'll say, well, you know, it's all iffy.
Since me and my sister no longer live under the same roof, we're cool. It's fine.
Then I don't understand why you have hostility toward her.
I don't really now. I just did.
Oh. So it's all cleared up now.
Well, I mean,
see, right there.
It was still there. I mean, it was still like... I mean, I can still, like, recall the stories, I guess.
Don't harbor.
She's fine.
Okay, I guess.
Look, I mean, I told her that, I told her that...
You have a stroke there? What happened?
I was trying to figure out how to phrase it, I guess. I don't know, because...
Is there something bad here you don't
want
to leak?
No, she specifically phrased, like she called it something special. It's basically, like a Ohio State-Michigan party thing that they're having on Saturday?
Probably the day of the game.
Well, I don't know, because it's... Anyways.
Buckeye guy, I think, is in Ann Arbor right now.
Sunday had something to do with it. I don't remember what Sunday had to do with it. But anyways, so... I was invited to that, so I might go to that.
Oh, where's that?
Columbus.
Oh, there you go.
That'll be good.
So she invited you to...
It's like a party, I guess.
A party.
She called it something specific, but I'm sure it's just a party.
And it's a college party.
That's my understanding. I mean, I don't know who... I mean, it's at her house.
So it's not a party.
Well, I mean, you could have a party at a house.
But you made it sound like it was some kind of big whoop-de-doo. Now it just sounds like it's just a little house party.
Oh, well, it's probably just a house party.
Oh, well, see, that's boring.
It's probably
going
to be a house party with a bunch of college kids.
Yeah, but see, that I wouldn't have that.
Well, you see, I understand, but I like parties.
Yeah, but I thought this was supposed to be something of a big nature. See, that just sounds like sitting around watching a football game, which I don't care about to begin with.
But, you see... If Ohio State wins, then I think they go bar hopping.
Oh. Did your sister spend a lot of time in the bars? This comes up a lot.
She can't drink.
No, but she spends a lot of time in the bars is what it sounds
she
like.
She can't buy the alcohol.
Well, it seems like every story with her has something to do with a bar.
Well, it's because, I don't know, like, when we go to Columbus, it's always for Ohio State games, and she feels the need to take us, because we always go, like, with her friends, because, I don't know, they're all in we always go to the student section with them. But, so they take us, like, along the whatever strip that everybody goes along to bar hop towards the stadium.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And she's underage.
They stamp your hand or something, I don't know.
So this sounds fun to you, because...
I mean, I won't lie to you. I like to drink. It's fun.
Yeah. So you're going to stay
there. And I like football, so it's a win-win.
Yeah.
No, I think my mom's going to take me back.
Oh, so you're not... I thought this was like a bonding experience between you and your sister.
Well, I mean, she's the one that invited me. I'll be there.
But your mom's going.
No.
Your mom's not going.
No, she's going to come pick me up and then take me back.
So your mom's going to take you to the party... Leave, and then come back when the party is over.
When I'm leaving, I don't know if I'm leaving when the party's over or what's happening. But yeah.
This sounds a little confusing.
What's so confusing? I have a DD.
So
I think I'm being responsible. I could drive myself down and then drive myself back.
Well, it sounds to me like your mother wants you to bond with your sister. She's offering to make that trip.
I don't have anything against my sister.
Why do you have to come back right away? Can't you let the alcohol wear off and then...
Why am I... I don't want to stay at my sister's house.
There you go.
I don't want to stay at my parents'. I like to stay at my house.
Okay. Do you think you remember it?
Remember what?
Staying at her house?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you think I would remember it?
Yeah.
You're acting like I'm getting blackout, like, drunk.
What sounds like it?
No.
That's what they do during these Ohio State, Michigan things.
You just don't
things.
Drink and drive. You see, no, I don't like to throw up. I'm not a big fan of that. So when it gets to a point where I'm like stumbling when I walk, I stop and I drink water because I'm not about falling over or getting sick.
This is a wonderful holiday story.
No, I mean I you know, it's fine. I mean, it's not a holiday story. Is it holiday time?
Yeah.
It's not even December yet.
No, Thanksgiving's over. Didn't you notice the trees?
Well, you put them up, but that doesn't make it Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, trust me. You can turn on the music stations. It is Christmas time.
I listen to my own music, so I honestly couldn't tell you what the radio stations are playing.
So I don't understand what this story proves that you've just told.
Well, I'm going to.
I thought it was supposed to be some kind of bonding experience, and it
well, she's going
to
be the only one I know there.
Doesn't come off
probably.
That way at all.
She's going to be the only one I know there.
But she'll be talking to other people. Doesn't she have friends?
Yeah, but I think. She has friends. I assume that's who's going to be at the party.
So why does she want you there?
Because we're friends. I like my sister. She likes me.
I think there was something else there behind that that you can't say.
Where you're confused.
I think there's something more to that story.
There's nothing
I
more to that
is,
story.
That story seemed a little shaky to me.
I just, no. I mean, what's shaky about the story?
I think I know.
What's shaky about the story?
Listen, I'm not going to get into it, but I think that story is shaky.
You think I am being forced to go to this party?
I think that there's more to it than what you're saying.
Well, like what?
Well, I just don't think that's the story.
I was invited to go to a house party to watch the Ohio State Michigan game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Because you like alcohol.
I like football. I do. I mean, I like my. I mean, like I said, she's going to be the only one I know there.
Listen, you don't have to prove
it
to me.
It's a party.
This is not some lie detector test.
It's a party. I wouldn't have, if she's going to be the only one I like there, and she invited me and I didn't like her, why am I going to go to a party where the only person there I know I don't like?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, I like.
I don't even understand this, to be honest with you.
Look, I don't even know that we're drinking. I just know that it's a
pop. Well, you said that's why you wanted to go. That's all she does is bar hop. That's what you said.
No. She does not drink.
Oh, thank God a phone call.
She can't drink.
Somebody will understand that this doesn't make any sense. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, aren't you going to be a little embarrassed having to have your mommy take you to the party? She's going
to
hold your hand, too.
Would you rather, drink and drive? I think this is a better alternative here.
No, I think you're being responsible.
Does this make any sense to you, this story?
What story?
That we're hearing here tonight, this whole...
Yeah, it does make sense. Why get yourself with a DUI?
No, I'm okay with that part of the story. I just think that...
You're okay that he gets a DUI?
No, I'm not okay that he gets a DUI. I'm saying the rest of this story is a little shaky. That I want to go down to my sister's little house party, and there may or may not be alcohol. But my mom has already offered to be the designated driver who will be an hour away, and we're going to bar hop, but she can't drink.
This story stinks,
I'm telling you.
Because I have to work at 7.
Well, if you go around the family, you would say something about, him not going around his family.
No, I think he was around his family yesterday is what my understanding was.
Oh, yeah, the whole gang was there. It was a lot of people in the house.
I didn't see him bringing me over any turkey.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Nothing, just another day to me.
Did you listen this morning?
A little bit.
We got your favorite in the upper crust society.
Yeah, I listened to him a little bit.
Well, what did you? He's a wonderful guy, I'm telling you.
Yep, I don't know him too much, mainly back.
He invited me over to a house party tomorrow to go bar hopping over in Prospect.
Yeah, possible.
Yeah. No, he's a very nice guy, and we had a wonderful time here this morning. Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, well, I heard.
Then Mary Ellen came in?
A little bit and come back to it, and I just listened to it when Pastor Craig called in, or whoever that is.
Pastor Whitaker.
Pastor Whitaker. Okay. Yeah.
But no, did you hear Mary Ellen come in today?
Yeah.
And we topped the Christmas tree?
Well, yeah, a little... You wasn't real smooth about it, but you got it done, didn't you?
No, but I wasn't topping it either, so I can't put that blame on me. That was more Bob.
Was Matt there when you topped the tree?
He was. He was, yeah.
That's good.
He should have jumped in and helped Bob.
You see where they had them Pete's Trump rallies today?
No, I didn't know about that.
You know, they have a big one in Washington, D.C., I guess.
Impeach
Trump Now rallies.
Well, what do you think's going to happen tomorrow with the game?
Well, I think Ohio State's going to... They're not going to blow them out 70-0, but I think Michigan's going to have a hard time scoring on that defense, and they're going to be all pumped up. So
I don't think that Ohio State's going to win, because there's only a...
They don't lose again to them.
Well, listen, it's in Ann Arbor. There's only a 10-point spread.
Look,
I'm telling you.
I don't know. I'm going to do a whole, like... I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm going to root for Michigan to win just because we live in Ohio and you got to root against the home team because it's better that way. But
are you a Michigan fan?
No, I don't really care about college football. But
he's going to this party.
But I would say that I think Ohio State is probably going to win. I mean, like...
You're wrong about that.
Like, well, I tell you what, Scott, that saying quarterback, I mean, you can't say much against that guy. You know, the percentage of passes he completes and, you know, very low turnovers, gets the ball out of his hand normally pretty fast. He, you know, can pretty much read, you know, what's going on. I think he's better than last year's quarterback.
All I'm saying is if I had beat Ohio State 4 years in a row and they were coming
not
to...
Not the same coach that did it 4 years in a row.
Well, no, last year's coach is the same, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, the collar guy... A black guy, god damn it. He coached them last year too.
There was a lot there.
Yeah, but you get tongue tied sometimes.
That's okay.
But I think it's wonderful that he got the job head coach of Michigan. Ohio State hasn't had a
Sharon Moore.
He's
African-American
1-0.
I do like that man.
And I'm telling you, it's in Michigan. They will tear down the stadium.
Conference and, yeah, he's, you know, made sense and stuff, so. But Day's a good coach, too, if he can just.
It's in his head.
So nervous
it's in his head.
He's going to beat him and do the right thing.
That's right. It's in his head, and he's going to be in Michigan, and I'm telling you, he's not going to pull
loud.
It off. He's going to, he'll screw it up.
I think they'll go to play fast sometimes during game two, not allow the other team to substitute.
It's going to be very interesting. You know, if they had Larry Barnett up there reffing this game, then I might
tell
watch.
Tell them all to get out, get fired, you know. He could be Donald Trump's right-hand man. You're fired!
You know, I learned today that when you yell, you're out, you do not stick your finger out. You don't put your thumb out.
Why not?
I don't know. He told me that that's not what you do. Apparently, you just do your fist.
What difference does it make?
You don't, instead of poking somebody in the eye, you want to put their eye, you know, their eye in their left jaw and stuff out too, right?
Maybe if you're like you know, thumb out, you're like ejecting them.
I just think it's interesting that 50 years later, Larry Barnett still has it for Kurt Gowdy.
Got the man death threats. What do you expect?
I don't know that he did.
It's good he's still alive, too. He's older than me.
Larry?
Yeah, yep. I'm 64. I bet you he's 74.
No, he'll be 81.
Okay, see? I told you he's older than me.
But he said do you want to tell the story again of your meeting with Larry Barnett?
No.
Well, go ahead. Because what happened? I really don't understand. I want to hear the story because I was with Larry this morning, and I want to understand what happened.
There's nothing you need to understand. Just I met him, you know, before, and didn't go over good.
You saw him at a gas station, correct?
Yeah.
And you said to him, what was the question that irritated him?
I asked. Now, see, I told you I didn't want to talk about it.
Listen, I don't want you to
remember what I said.
I'm trying to get...
Ask me that question.
I want to... It's the holiday season, and I want to get past the hostility.
No, I'm not hostile with him.
No, but he was a little hostile with you, is my understanding.
Oh, no. Well, yeah.
But what did you
that was
ask
probably
him?
Probably a question I shouldn't ask him anyhow.
But what was the question? I don't remember the exact question.
Well, I remember, but I ain't gonna say.
Come on, the audience wants to know.
I don't want anybody to say, you know, I'm not going around saying things bad about Larry Barnett just because I, you know, had that incident with him. I don't like him. You know, I'm not Trump. I don't try to destroy people, you know.
No. I don't think Larry. I think Larry would be fine to hear this story. You said something about the call.
I don't even remember.
Well, probably not, but I think it's interesting for us to understand what might have happened.
No.
Matt, do you remember the question?
You need to start talking more about Matt and drinking tomorrow.
I don't understand that story either. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, we need to get that straight before we get my story.
Well, I'll tell you what. None of these stories make any sense to me, to be honest with you.
What doesn't make sense about the story?
I'm just telling you there's something fishy about that story. I'll tell you that right now.
Look, I'm getting picked up because I have to work at 7 a.m. the next day.
Okay.
So I'm going.
Oh, you just said you don't even know if there's going to be drinking.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
It's an early game.
The point is if there is drinking, well, I'm not leaving my car in Columbus. I got to work at 7.
So your mom's going to take you down there,
mm-hmm.
and then come back,
mm-hmm.
and then come back, and then come back.
Huh?
She's going to drop you off.
The ride home, mm-hmm.
Come back to Marion.
They got these things called cell phones anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
If he finds the ride, he can call his mom and say, "Hey, Mom, I got a ride coming home."
And all this for what, 5 hours?
I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't know. Guess
well,
I've
never been down to Horseshoe or any college football game with that big a crowd.
There's something.
I think I just set a bad precedent. You see, I don't dislike my sister. Okay?
Are you going? Is your brother going?
I think he might have to work.
See, there you go. He wasn't even invited.
Does he work at Kroger, too?
He does.
Are you real? He works at Kroger, too?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. He's a manager and you're assistant manager, huh?
Oh, no, he works at a different Kroger, but...
But does this sound odd to you? The brother's not invited.
He's not invited.
Well, you don't know.
He just can't come.
Now, a second ago, you said you don't even know.
Well, I don't think he's going because I think he has to
Was
work.
He invited?
I'm
sure,
sure
he was.
Probably heard about his mom and his sister, you know.
Yeah, there's something fishy there, I'm telling you.
What's fishy?
It's a fishy story.
That's what happened. Kaylee invited me to this party. My mom said,
Get her on the phone. Have her call in.
No.
Have your sister call in.
I'm not having my sister.
I'd like to hear you.
No.
See, right there, that's suspicious.
She's probably busy.
Listen, if you two are just all buddy-buddy now, you could have her call in.
I'm not having her call in.
Why can't she call in?
She's probably busy.
Is she shy?
I don't think so, no.
She might be listening and might call in then.
Oh, no, she... No,
wouldn't you like to hear her?
I don't think she listens.
I know your aunt listens from time to time.
My aunt?
No, I believe Matt's aunt.
I don't know. I didn't even know she listened.
Does your aunt listen? Because maybe she could call in and tell us the Larry Barnett story.
No,
because
she
we're not getting
in Florida the last couple of years.
How's she doing?
Pretty good.
Does she call you?
And she's in her 80s now.
Oh, very nice. Larry Barnett's in his 80s, too.
Well, maybe we got to get them together.
Well, I hear one time he asked you a question. What was that?
Who, Larry Barnett?
Yeah.
No, I asked him a question.
Oh, that's my mistake. What did you ask him?
No, I ain't gonna say.
This show is not going anywhere tonight. Matt's making up stories. I can't get the question you asked Larry Barnett. This is awful. What a holiday season this is.
Look, I'm hanging out with my sister. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
Whatever.
About.
I don't believe it. And you know what? If it was true, she could call in the second hour, and we could discuss what exactly is going on.
Look, I'll text her. I'm not asking her to call in, though.
Well, why won't you tell her to call in?
Why would I tell her to call in?
Because you're all buddy-buddy now. It'd be like an old friend calling in. We'd learn all
that. Don't you ever do anything with your mom?
Who?
You.
Oh, occasionally, I'm sure it's probably happened.
Well, you're a bad son or she's a bad mother.
No, that's not true at all. Now, see, this is probably why Larry Barnett bawled you out in the parking lot. Accusations like that.
Tell us some stories about how Scott Scott was when he was 5 to 10 years old.
Oh, well, listen, she was listening the other day. I never know exactly when she listens, but she was listening, I think, Wednesday morning.
That's when I got out of the hospital Wednesday.
Oh, you were in the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better today. My appetite's back.
Good, good, good. Did you have just a bug or something?
No. I woke up, I was real weak, and I went to the commode and damn near didn't make it in there. And then I damn near didn't make it back. My legs was just wanting to give out on me. I was extremely tired, and I had to take some pills here, and I knew I couldn't make it in the kitchen. And I have AFib. I don't know if you know what that is. I don't even know what that is exactly good myself, but my heart was out of rhythm, and I had an infection.
Oh.
One nurse said it was in my legs, and one nurse said I had a urinary tract infection, so I don't know. I'm still on antibiotics for that, but...
But you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
Very good, yeah, very good. Well, I wondered what, because we didn't hear from you for a few days. I thought maybe you were under the weather.
Well, I thought about calling in. You know, I couldn't listen to you or nothing. You know,
you could have listened on your phone.
Like my TV. And see what was going on. But.
Well, if you think about telling us the Larry Barnett story in the next couple hours, let me know.
Maybe.
Okay. Well,
then. What are you going to talk about, Matt?
Oh, well, I dropped my phone, but there's a whole bunch of football stories. I'm going to talk about football stories.
Did you tell your sister to call in?
No, I asked her if there's a party that she's having.
Well, what do you mean? You've been invited to a party. You know there's a party.
Oh, well, I'm confused. Well, you're confused then.
Then why'd you ask her if there's a party?
Well, is that not... Because I thought that's what you were asking.
Jesus.
You said I'm making up stories.
I think you are. So, what, she's going to text you back? That's no proof. She needs to call in and let us know about the party.
I don't think that's how that works.
Maybe I want to be invited to the party.
But I'm going to talk about the Thanksgiving games, talk about the return of Joe Burrow, things like that. There's a lot of football to talk about.
Yeah, he did a good game.
He did.
That first day back, they had a little trouble getting into the end zone, but they got a lot of field goals.
Joe Burrow, he works at the car wash over on Mount Vernon Avenue, doesn't he?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Joe Burrow is the quarterback at the Bengals.
Oh, my mistake.
Yep.
My mistake.
Ohio State had him at one time and let him go and didn't play him. And
sent him to LSU.
Got him and won a national championship.
Yeah, but LSU was kind of, that was a stacked team, so.
Well.
You know, we have a baseball in our tree now with the signature of Larry Barnett and Mary Ellen Withrow on it.
How'd you hang it up?
It's just laying in the tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to drill holes to it and put a wire down in there, hang it from the tree.
Well, it's a one-of-a-kind acetate.
One-of-a-kind what?
What? It's a one-of-a-kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they take the mud that they rub on those baseballs and get them ready?
It's a used baseball. Yes, it is. Yes. Yep, yep.
There's only a certain place that mud comes from, I guess. I think it's here in Ohio, too.
Oh, that's interesting. Like the dirt mound mud?
Well, it's not dirt mound mud. It's just that some special mud is somewhere that is good for getting baseballs.
I thought they used sand.
No, not sand. It's dirt.
That's not dirt.
It comes in a pail. They go out there and... Dig it out of some local
it's got to be like some kind of sand
no,
or
it's
mixture
dirt,
or something.
No, dirt.
Well, I bet
it's too loose to be dirt.
Into it. It has to be a little brace, probably.
It's too.
I've been on the pitching
too
mound.
Too
it's
too
dirt.
Loose to be dirt.
You know baseball, and you don't know about.
No, I'm telling you, it's
they
dirt.
Take baseballs with.
I've been up on the mound. It's dirt.
Not dirt.
I've been on the mound too.
I've also been on the mound.
I know dirt, but they don't use dirt off the mound.
Larry Barnett just told me it was dirt. He sent me a message.
I don't think he did.
See, I knew he'd probably be on the phone.
Yeah.
Listening.
He's always out there listening. And he'll be at the fruitcake toss. That's the first time.
Well.
He'll give that.
I'd like to make it to it.
Yeah, well, when somebody doesn't, throw that fruitcake, you're out. That'll be good.
Yeah, it would.
Yep. It's going to be a night. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 74. Hey. What? I'm doing a plug.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
740-383-9944. Okay, you got some more fictitious stories over there or something?
No.
I can't believe you're starting off the holiday season with these lies like this.
The dirt is a specifically engineered blend of sand, silt, and clay for the infield and pitcher's mound, while the outfield is typically, you know, grass.
I don't even know what you just said. What'd you say? That's like driving down the boulevard
the
right
infield.
There.
The infield.
Gotcha.
Okay, the infield.
Uh-huh.
It's a specifically engineered blend of sand, silt, and clay.
Okay.
Meaning it's not dirt.
It's dirt.
It's not.
That's
I just
dirt.
Know. It's, I told
That's
you.
It's dirt.
It's some kind of mixture, and it's got to include sand. It's too loose.
It's dirt.
It doesn't stick together.
It's just dirt.
No.
Dirt doesn't stick together.
Dirt sticks together.
No, it's dirt. So, in any event.
Okay.
Phone lines are open on this big holiday show, 740-383-9944. So tomorrow you will go to a party that may or may not be happening.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the game.
That's crazy. I gotta work tomorrow.
Well, you're not going then because the game's at noon.
Hold on. I
I told
I think
you
I got
this.
I think I got this all kinds of messed up here. One
My
second.
My God.
One second. I got. I'm,
this
I,
does not make
see,
any
now
sense.
Now I'm confused.
You don't know when the game is?
Hold on.
It's fishy.
The 29th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I work tomorrow.
Well, then you're not going to the party.
Well, what am I doing?
I don't know. What are you doing? What did you think the game was?
I don't know. I was invited to a party, and I was like, yeah. Apparently, I'm not going to a party.
I don't think you were ever going to a party.
I messaged her. I gotta ask her what's happening.
It doesn't matter. You work now.
Well, we could do them. Maybe the party is like later. It's a celebration party. They're already planning.
Not if they lose. It's not a celebration party.
Well, I'm sure they're still gonna throw.
What
a party.
What hours do you work tomorrow?
Early.
Well, what's early?
7 to 3.
So you're not gonna make it. Game's at noon.
But like, what if they're partying until like 9 o'clock?
So you think your mom's going to take you when the game is over to go to a party to come back at 9 o'clock to bring you home?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Oh, she'll do it.
But you have no life. What's going on?
No.
Doesn't she work?
Yeah.
It's more trouble for you.
I mean, I'm not worried about it.
Well, I don't think you're going because the whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm going to something.
You're not going anywhere
Hold
tomorrow.
On.
You're not even
going to
see the game. So what would be the point of going to a party that has already ended?
No, I just asked her what's happening tomorrow and told her I work 7 to 3. So we'll see what happens.
Did she not tell you when the party was?
No, I don't know much about it. I don't know much about anything.
Uh-huh.
I was just planning on going to a party.
So what do you know about this party?
Ohio State, Michigan.
But you don't know when it is. You don't know when the game is. You don't know where it is. You don't know what time it is. You don't know what's going on.
Well, my game plan is to get off of work, go to my mom's, and be like, all right, take me to Kaylee's.
I don't think they will leave while the game is still on.
Game going to be on at 3?
Well, could be. Depends on how good it is.
I don't think it'll be on at 3.
Yeah, and you think your sister's going to wait at her house for you when the game is over for just you to get there.
What does she got to do?
Apparently, she goes bar hopping.
She can't drink.
Again, it's why this story makes no sense.
I mean, we wouldn't be going bar hopping if it's just me.
What does she want to do, drag you around?
Oh, she likes to show people around Columbus.
You've never been?
I don't know my way around Columbus.
But you've been to these parties you just said earlier on in this conversation.
Oh, no. I've never been to the parties. I've been to the bars.
I'm telling you, I don't think
That's what happened during family parent weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Family parent weekend, you go to the bars.
That's what she wanted to do, okay?
Okay.
Bars are hype on game days.
Your sister sounds like an interesting person.
Even if you don't drink, the bars are hyped on game days.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean, it's a college bar. I mean, it's people, everybody goes to that college. I mean, they're
So they're busy?
They're excited. They're hyped up.
Not if they've lost.
Well, you see, you don't know yet.
Columbus might be burned to the ground tomorrow.
See, but Parent Family Weekend, we went to the game. So we like hit up the bars on the way to the game.
Do you understand the game will be over?
I understand.
By the time...
I just said we're not going bar hopping.
So you're going down to visit your sister?
I guess. Something's happening.
So why do you need a ride to this visit
your sister? Because I don't know what's happening now. See, because that's why I asked her what's happening.
I'm telling you, it's a fishy story. I've never seen such a disjointed story in my life.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I don't think it's happening.
Well, something's happening.
Why? Why do you seem so intent on something that now is all screwed up?
Well...
That's what I'm saying. There's more to this story, I believe.
No, there's not. I mean, there's nothing more to the story.
I think I know what the real story is.
What's
here.
The real story?
I'm not going to say it on the air because I think I know what the real story
What's
is.
What's the real
here.
Story?
I can't get to it.
Well, it's not
I
right.
Say it.
It's not right.
No, because
so...
I feel I would impugn people. I don't want to say it.
I don't think that's how that works.
Well, that's my understanding of what's going on here.
I'm not being...
And even if you deny it, I think that I'm... I think
you
I've
think
got
I'm being,
the...
like, forced to hang out with her?
I don't know about that, but I think there's a reason for it.
Like, what's the reasoning?
I don't want to get into it.
What's the reasoning?
I don't want to get into it. All I'm saying is, I think I understand what this is all about now.
Well, I don't think you do, because you're wrong.
I think I... How can I be wrong if you don't even know why you're going?
We're about to find out.
And you don't want her to call in. You're some kind of all kinds of suspicious about
oh,
that.
Oh, well, no.
What could I ask this woman
she
when
said,
she calls in?
She said she'd come on. I just told her that.
Here we go.
No,
now,
no,
something
no,
else
no,
I
no,
didn't
see,
learn.
I just told
now,
her.
When did this happen?
Oh, because I just told
see,
her.
See, now here's another story I didn't hear.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I. Well,
come on.
I mean, I just
you're
said,
as bad as the last caller with the Larry Barnett story.
I just said that Scott's talked about having you on before because I brought you up, and she was like,
there
"Oh, yeah, I'd come on," and then I was like, "No."
Now, why don't you want to on? You're all buddy it. Buddy now.
Because that's weird. I don't want no.
I thought you were all buddy buddy.
Yeah.
Tell this girl to call in tonight.
No.
Why? This would be great.
She's not calling in.
We would learn of the great friendship that
nope.
you and her
she,
have.
She hasn't even messaged me back yet.
Listen.
She's probably studying.
Oh, yeah, right. On a Friday night.
She might.
Before the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Yeah.
We know where she is.
Where's she at?
She's downtown.
She can't drink. What is she doing downtown?
Apparently, that's not important. You get a stamp on your hand, and you go do what you want
to
do.
Well, you got to show an ID if you like to get in, and then you got to show an ID at the bar
How
to buy a drink.
How many people are in this house that she lives in?
I want to say 4, including her.
Oh, there you go. That's what's going on tonight.
Well, there's 4 people in the house.
Right, but they have friends.
So you think they're just going to go to a bar and that, like,
I think
somebody's going to buy them drinks?
Black Friday, night before Ohio State, Michigan. I don't think she's sitting there, you know, with her hair up in a bun and her pajamas on and studying. I just don't buy that. Sorry, I don't think that's what's going on.
I could believe it.
I'll bet you could. Then she could call in. This
she
would spice her life up.
She got on the Dean's list the last two
she
days.
She well, good
they,
Lord.
Do
why don't we want her on the show?
Because I don't want her on this show.
Why?
Because that's not... I don't like that.
I don't understand. Did she got dirt on you or something?
Would you put
or
like...
Or baseball sand?
Would
did
you
she
put,
have sand?
Would you put your sister on?
I don't have a sister, so it was really a moot point.
Sure. Would you put your mom on?
Well, I don't know. It would all depend.
See?
It would all depend what the situation was. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I think I got it now.
You got it.
He's going to the party to hit on his sister's friends.
Oh,
no, absolutely.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Is that right?
No, they all. I think they all have boyfriends.
Did you, them, take your choice.
Did you just understand that the girl has agreed to come on the show, and he doesn't want her here, but they've got this lifelong friendship now where they're just hanging out all... Does this make any sense
well,
to you?
Well, I didn't say hanging out all the time, okay? That's a bit much.
This stinks like fish.
Well, that's just better off because there's no sense of getting into it over something petty and then not having a relationship.
Well, no, but I don't think there would be any getting into it if she came on the show.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get anything going, are you?
No, of course not. I would just ask her some questions about what it was like growing up.
So
I'm sure she'd tell you some horror stories that never happened.
I think this girl could... Don't you want to hear from her next hour? Maybe we can get a prediction from her on the Ohio State-Michigan game.
She doesn't know anything about football.
Did you get your hair ties off of your sister?
No, I buy my own hair ties.
I couldn't help that.
Oh, that's nice. Well, very nice. I mean, did you get your hair ties from your sister?
I wore a hair tie at Mary Ellen's birthday. I had my hair up in a ponytail.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a big night.
Did you comb it a little bit before you put it in a ponytail?
I brushed it, yes, but it was like frizzy as all get out, so that's why I put it in a bun, because otherwise it was going to be crazy.
Trouble.
Not a bun, a ponytail. I don't do buns. Buns look stupid.
When you got long hair, like
you got a man bun.
You brush it all the time, or you'll get tangles in it.
Well, okay, we're going to go to break, and we're coming back with his sister. She'll be on the air with us later on tonight.
She's not
going to
be on the air.
She's going to be on the air later on tonight. I'm going to look her up. We're going to get her on the air.
She's not going to be on
the air. We're going to get her on the air. Don't you think?
Yep,
here we go.
She's not going to
be on. All right, we're coming back with Matt's sister. It's going to be a first-time appearance on the show, and we're going to invite her in the studio during the holiday time because I'm sure she'll be home. Yeah, so we're going to get a prediction for the Ohio State Michigan game. It's going to be good. No, I hear she's clear up tonight. We're coming back. Get your cheese dip.
In my cap. Had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.